This is an interview for the Mill Workers Oral History Project. The date is September 26, 2005. Today we're interviewing Doris Labby, and this is Andrea Lumjia. Could I have you start just by giving me your full name, including your maiden name?
Doris Ouellette Labby.
And that O-U-E-L-L-E-T-T-E?
Right.
Okay. And Labby is L-A-B-B-E?
Right.
And where and when were you born?
I was born in Lewiston.
And your birth date?
November 15, 1923. So that would make me close to 82.
Mm-hmm. And is Lewiston where you grew up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you were born in the 20s. And so what was the Lewiston community like at that time in terms of social activity?
Well, it was during the Depression.
Yeah.
1923. So I was a baby then.
Mm-hmm.
And then growing up, I went to school, to Holy Cross School, which I was the last one, the last member of the family, youngest, and graduated from Holy Cross School.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's as far as I went. I didn't go to high school or anything because we were too far out to travel. There was no way of, commuting.
Yeah.
There was no buses, no lines. So, and I lived on River Road then.
Okay, yeah.
So, and that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I mean,
yeah.
And then I started working at Bates. I was during the war, 1941.
Mm.
And I worked there for 43 years. I retired in 1984.
Wow.
And they gave me a watch for my when
yeah.
I retired. And I don't know what
yeah.
else.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had three brothers. Yeah, three brothers. And we were four girls.
And you were the youngest?
I was the youngest, yeah.
And did a lot of families do things around the church and religion? Was that a strong piece of the community?
We were quite living. There was not too much of a neighborhood.
Mm.
There was only a few houses.
Mm-hmm.
And way out there at the time. And then it started to grow, but the rest, when I was a teenager,
yeah.
And I used to go to a orchard a lot with my girlfriends, but that's about
mm-hmm.
And then, well, when I first started to work at the mill, that's where I met my husband.
Uh-huh.
See, he worked there also. He was a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
After the war, he went to war for him. So I started in 41 while he was away, but when he came back, that's where I met him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were allowed to have their job back huh, after
yeah.
the service. So he came back, and so he started working in the yard. And he was a truck driver for the Bates Mill. And I was... I started working at the mill. I was, 1941. I was what, 18?
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and then I started on the cutting table, and then I went to on the sewing. Then I was a sewer. I used to stitch on the blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the big. George Washington, Martha Washington, and then I went to the regular where they did the regular bedspreads, and then I stitch on the draperies. I was there for a while, for quite a while on that. Yeah.
Was there one job that you liked more than another?
I like stitching.
Yeah.
Sewing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, well, it was kind of interesting because you were different things, you know. And so, and of course, we there was a lot of them stitching in those days. It was a good, you know, before it closed. I was joking. I said maybe it closed because we weren't there. But no, it's so. And his family worked there all the time, all of them.
Oh, your husband's family.
Oh yeah, yeah. The father and the mother and the sisters and the brothers, they all worked there. Yeah. And me, I had my sister-in-law that worked there, and my son. Mm-hmm. My son, he worked in the office. So, what else? Mm-hmm. It's not very interesting.
I have a question about wages. And did you automatically get a raise every year, or could you make, depending on how much you stitched?
It was piecework.
Okay.
And at the beginning, and when we were stitching, we were making $79 a week.
Hmm.
A week. And that was a big, big thing. And we were paid in cash in those days. And after a while, we got the checks a long time after, the paycheck girl would come, and it would be in all envelopes and all everything was on it, written on it, and the change, you know, whatever it was. At the beginning, I should have kept it. I kept it a long time ago.
Yeah,
a long time, and I said, you know, what am I going to use that for? But you never know, huh?
Yeah.
You know, $79 we were making, and that was a lot in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after that, of course, when we worked piecework, the more you made, the more sometimes we would stitch. It depends on the thickness of the, when it was riplet, like it's light, they used to use that in the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bed, not the bedspread, but that we used to stitch about 250 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, just both sides.
Yep.
One side, then you pull, and then you get the other side, and then it goes. And the folders would pick it up at the end, and they would fold it at the same time. So, so that's... And, of course, the wages increased, and that's after a while, you know. And, but I don't, I don't remember how much we used to make a day as far as wages.
Right.
It depends, because there was different rates for different, different styles and different, so... It's a little complicated in a way.
Yeah. Were there,
for a while.
Yeah. Were there any social activities that were associated with the mills?
Yes. Because sometimes they would, a long time after that, they had reunions, big parties, and we went to see Maurice Chevalier at the Lewiston Armory. Yeah, that's a long time ago. And and then there was the I have a picture here that they took when I was taking first aid at the nurse's station. If you're interested in the picture, I have it. And there used to be, of course, dinners every time that some people would retire. You know, they'd have big parties and all that. That's about all I can think of.
You said your parents worked in the Androscoggin Mill for a time?
Yes.
Was that through their career or just for,
Yeah, it was. It was a room fixer, and my mother was a room girl in the weave room.
And what were their names?
My father's name was Demetrius. Demetrius Ouellet. And my mother was Marie Robitaille Ouellet. So, yeah, they were there for quite a while.
Yeah.
As far as I can remember, they were on the second shift.
Yeah. Is that 3 to 11?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So how, I'm interested to know how they raised 7 kids and juggled the shifts and things.
Yeah, well, as far as I was the youngest one.
Yeah.
And during the depression, well, everybody was home, and they didn't have too much to eat except meat, and but we never went without, you know, but nothing fancy or anything. But everybody was there. I was young, the youngest one, and my brother. Well, my brother went to college in Canada. And then he got in the service, and he went to school for in Boston, and I was the youngest one. The other one were married or they had left the house, you know. So, and then, well, my grandfather used to live with us, and when I come home from school, I used to give him his meal, because I was the youngest one, and they were working at night. My mother and my father. So, my father was died. He was only 50 years old, and my mother was working. So, I was the only.
Well, in the stitching room, did you become friends with any of the other stitchers?
Oh yes, we all knew each other. And we were all friends, and we used to have gatherings on weekends and go in somebody's house and have a party or things like that. And my sister-in-law, my brother, they had a camp at Sabatis, and we went there, and we had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All the girls from the mill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said as a teenager you would go to Old Orchard?
Yes.
Now how, that seems like a long ways away.
Yeah.
In the late 1930s or early 40s?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I was just 15, 16 or something.
Yeah.
We took a bus.
You took a bus?
And rented a room, and we went out. Two or three girls, you know.
Yeah.
And it was. We spent the time a little bit over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had fun.
When you were working at the mills, were there ever strikes that occurred?
Yeah, one time. Yeah, there was a strike. I had two children then. And I don't remember the year.
That's okay.
I don't remember the year, but I remember that. I don't know how long. I don't remember how long it lasted.
Yeah.
But we had a strike then.
Yeah. So you were one of the people who didn't go to work?
Right.
Yeah. Was it over wages?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
It was a mixture of something, I guess. You know, wages and insurance and benefits, something in that. I'm not quite sure what.
Yeah.
But it could have been something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for maybe for wages also.
Yeah. Now, if you look back over the years that you were at the mill, do you have recollections of any times that stick out in your mind? Did people ever play pranks, or was it very serious? And
no, when people would get married, sometimes there was big baskets where their blankets would get in there. You know, those that weren't. Well, they have to be processed or something to, you know, either mending or something. And they put that in a big basket. And they would empty the basket and they would give the bride to be a ride in it.
Oh.
and then we all chipped in for a gift, you know, and people would laugh and have a good time, you know. Some people would bring in good goodies. So then I remember, some girls that got married had a ride in one of those. It was fun, yeah. We used to have fun. Only half an hour, but we did quite, sometimes we skipped anyway. You know, we started a little earlier. Later, it's it. So, I don't know what else, except those dinners that retired people would use. But we were all friendly. We were all, you know, knew each other. And almost the same class people. The same class of people. And everybody liked each other. There was no friction or anything, no.
Did you go to the mill workers reunion last fall?
Yes, I did.
Who were some of the people that you saw?
Quite a few. Yeah. But there's a lot that didn't show up, didn't go, or they were gone. They left us already. Quite a few. A lot of them. Life goes on.
So you retired before the mills really started closing down?
Yes. Yes, I was 60 years old then. And we moved to California, my son and I. But I was 60 years old, so I was able to get... We used to have a pension from the mill. We have a small pension from the mill. Small, okay? But when you were a widow, I could collect on my Social Security, and that's what I did. At 60 years old, I retired, and we moved to California. We stayed there for 10 years.
And then came back to Maine?
Yes, because of the earthquake. It was really scary. It was really scary. Of course, we weren't that bad off, but some, a little bit. Broken dishes and stuff on the furniture, you know, but compared to some, you know. So, what else?
I think I've asked all the questions I had. I just wonder if there's anything that I haven't asked you that you feel is important to talk about before we end.
I can't think of it right now. Maybe after you leave, I'll think if I should have said that.
Did you get a sense that, did your parents like their jobs in the mill?
Yes. Well, that's what people did around here in those days.
Yeah.
Is work in mills.
Yeah.
You know, and my father-in-law, and mother-in-law, and everybody worked there. All the Labby family. Yeah. Like I said, we're all the same class of people. You know, so everybody was the same. Yeah. No, nothing. Not that I can recall, anyway.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.